As part of his summer series on the new pop rock revival, rock critic Ken Tucker comes to The New Pornographers, a Canadian-based band whose recently released second album, Electric Version, makes this outfit the most stylistically diverse and challenging of the groups in this genre.
That song from the terrific, if somewhat unfortunately named band, The New Pornographers, takes an aphorism from Wittgenstein, "The world is that which is the case," and twists and turns it into a pop song refrain. Normally, I view that as evidence of overweening ambition, or to put it more bluntly, show off pretentiousness, and listen for more damning evidence. Instead, what I hear is gorgeous, open-hearted, full-throated music. The female open throat soaring over, under, around, and through that song called The Laws Have Changed belongs to Necco Case, who turns in a couple of remarkable performances on this album. I gather that if you untangle the word web of songwriter Carl Newman on The Laws Have Changed, you can interpret that song as, among other things, a critique of George W. Bush's noblesse oblige, or the lack of it. But honestly, I can't and on some level don't want to get past the pure sound of Necco Case's voice, a kind of force field of energy that eloquently transcends the mere cleverness of the writing. She unleashes it again on All for Swinging You Around. Even when Necco is not on the case, The New Pornographers draw from a wide variety of influences to pump up the energy in their syntactically dense lyrics. A good example of this is The New Face of Zero and One, Carl Newman's way of talking about loneliness and isolation while working in a drumstick reference to Adam and the Ants, and a melodic punch that to me sounds like a pleasantly warped cross between Elvis Costello and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Burn
I've made enough comparisons to other bands, other sounds. What needs emphasizing is the New Pornographer's impeccable self-effacement. Maybe it's that famous Canadian modesty, but Carl Newman, along with the band's other chief songwriter, Dan Behar, sublimate confessional pronouncements or assertions of their own pop star personalities to concentrate on, as they say in one song here, keeping our minds on the sound. Pornography never sounded so healthy.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Electric Version by the New Pornographers.
Should you go looking for a testament to youth in verse? Variations on the age old curse. You blame the stations when they play like a fool, and like a fool you get played with. Baby, think twice.
Coming up, a debut novel that doffs its hat at Frankenstein. This is Fresh Air.